Support Appendix A, sustainment support to key operations. Appendix A discusses sustainment support to joint operations, retrograde operations, and reconstitution operations. Joint operations. Joint operations are the primary way that the DoD employs two or more services in a single operation, particularly in combat. Logistics support to other services operating at the field army or corps echelon require authority, coordination, and collaboration. The following are the logistics authorities used in joint operations. Directive authority for logistics. The legal authority of a combatant commander to organize and execute logistics in assigned AOR as deemed necessary. Executive agent. The delegation of authority by the Secretary of Defense or Deputy Secretary of Defense to a subordinate to act on behalf of the Secretary of Defense. JP 1, Volume 2. Lead service. A service component or DoD agency that is responsible for execution of common user item or service support in a specific unified combatant command or multinational operation, as defined in the combatant or subordinate JFC's O plan, op board, and directives. While logistics remains a service responsibility, services are often precluded from deploying the capabilities necessary to provide 100% dedicated service support. Most services depend on common user logistics support for support of one or more major services or supplies. Common user logistics is materiel or service support shared with or provided by two or more services, Department of Defense agencies, or multinational partners to another service, Department of Defense agency, non-Department of Defense agency, and or multinational partner in an operation. JP 4-09. At the field army and corps echelons, sustainment planners face many challenges with coordinating, integrating, and synchronizing capabilities from multiple providers to logistically support a joint operation. At the operational level, the ESC staff supporting the field army or corps echelons must be ready to integrate and coordinate national, DoD, service, and host nation capabilities with field army or corps tactical requirements. Retrograde operations. Retrograde is a type of defensive operation that involves organized movement away from the enemy, ADP 3-90. During retrograde operations, the ESC and its subordinate sustainment units supporting the field army and corps echelons continue to provide uninterrupted flow of support to maneuver units tactically employed in defensive combat, while at the same time displacing or preparing to displace supporting units. The ESC supporting the corps echelon works to integrate and synchronize retrograde operations across all available transportation modes to reduce storage and transportation mode transfer handling requirements and increase in-transit visibility across the AOR. Sustainment brigades focused on distribution missions during retrograde operations plan and coordinate for heavy equipment transportation assets to support the retrograde of material. Reconstitution operations. Reconstitution operations consist of two elements, reorganization and regeneration. Reorganization involves the cross-leveling of forces and resources following combat operations to increase combat effectiveness of an attrited unit. Regeneration involves the large-scale replacement of personnel, weapon platforms, equipment, and supplies, the reestablishment and replacement of the chain of command, and the conduct of mission-essential training. Regeneration operations take place at EAB using corps, theater, and strategic capabilities and resources to enable restoration of combat power. Reconstitution requires advanced planning and resources. Reorganization. Commanders of all types of units at each echelon may conduct reorganization. Reorganization may be conducted when the operating tempo is such that the risk for removing a unit from the operation may jeopardize the mission. There are two types of reorganization operations, immediate and deliberate. Commanders use mission variables to determine the type of reorganization operation to execute. Reorganization involves activities internal to the unit that include cross-leveling equipment and personnel, matching operational weapon systems with crews, forming composite units, joining two or more attrited units to form a single mission-capable unit. Immediate reorganization. Immediate reorganization is the rapid and usually temporary restoring of attrited units to minimum levels of effectiveness. Normally, the commander implements immediate reorganization in the combat position or as close to that site as possible to meet near-term needs. Deliberate reorganization. Deliberate reorganization is conducted when more time and resources are available. It usually occurs farther away from hostile activity than immediate reorganization. Activities are similar to those for reorganization listed above. However, some replacement resources may be available. Equipment repair may be more intensive, requiring more extensive cross-leveling. Regeneration. Regeneration is normally approved 2 command levels up. At the division level, the division commander determines candidates for reconstitution within the BCTs and brigade-level enabler formations. The corps commander approves the plan. During large-scale combat operations, regeneration operations are resource-intensive and depend on mission variables. Designation of a specialized regeneration task force allows for the rapid, days to weeks, execution of large-scale replacement operations. At the corps echelon, the regeneration task force synchronizes command and control, security, and sustainment support activities at a specified location within the corps support area to rebuild a degraded unit's combat power. All sustainment functions, logistics, financial management, personnel services, and HSS must be provided to effectively regenerate a unit. ESC and subordinate sustainment planners supporting the corps must consider that using sustainment assets to support regeneration operations may affect the execution of distribution operations of Classes 1, 3, and 5 supplies. CATP 3-94.4 for sustainment planning considerations during regeneration. The sustainment element directs damaged repairable equipment to the maintenance collection point. It directs operable equipment and usable supplies to a marshalling, storage, or staging area with the Regeneration Task Force supply unit. The sustainment element also begins providing essential support services to surviving personnel. Support may include, but is not limited to, the following: hot meals and subsistence support, sundries issue or distribution, bulk fuel and water replenishment, issue of Class 5 for training and combat load replacement, HSS, to include medical treatment, organic and area support, hospitalization, medevac, and medlog to include blood management, laundry and shower support, individual equipment replacements, chaplain support, morale, welfare, and recreation activities. As the task force works to reestablish the command and control structure of the unit, the enabling sustainment element begins support operations. These additional sustainment activities during reconstitution operations include financial management, personnel service support, HSS, maintenance support, and transportation support. Sustainment support for the protection of civilians. Protection of civilians must be considered and integrated during operations in all of the Army's operational contexts. Protection of civilians refers to efforts that reduce civilian risks from physical violence, secure their rights to access essential services and resources, and contribute to a secure, stable, and just environment for civilians over the long term. Protection of civilians. Under international law, all parties in a conflict have a legal obligation to protect civilians from the conflict's effects. Military forces act in accordance with the law of armed conflict and other relevant bodies of law to minimize civilian harm. A civilian is any person who is not a combatant. If there is any doubt about a person being a civilian, that person will be considered a civilian. Communities on the ground and around the world expect uniformed personnel to protect the population. Civilian populations may be dislocated during conflict, producing refugees and internally displaced persons. Failure to protect civilians jeopardizes the credibility and legitimacy of the operation and can undermine other objectives. Military forces may play a partial role in guaranteeing protection to civilians. In many cases, the military will support police and other civilian organizations that ultimately ensure that protection of civilians is effective and lasting. Civilians should be protected from imminent violence and provided basic necessities. Sustainment will seldom be specifically related to the protection of civilians. However, inadequate sustainment could critically impair the ability of Army units to provide protection of civilians. For an overview of protection of civilians, see ATP 3-07.6. Field Army or Corps Sustainment Support. a field army or corps may be tasked to assist in the protection of civilians. This effort will likely involve the entire staff. The ESC typically provides or contracts for logistical support within this effort. Coordination with host nation and non-governmental organizations is critical to identify requirements. Army logistics resources may be used to support other actors, such as non-governmental organizations, in providing essential goods and services to needy civilians. Protection of civilians may impose other sustainment requirements, such as transportation and medical treatment for large numbers of dislocated civilians. The CA officer in the field army or corps headquarters plays a key role in the planning and execution of missions involving protection of civilians. The CA officer conducts analysis and evaluation of civil considerations during military operations. CA officers with host nation governments, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector to identify existing channels for logistics support for displaced civilians. For more information on CA core competencies, see FM 3-57. The following CA doctrine provides important planning factors and considerations related to protection of civilians. ATP 3-57.10 identifies techniques used in dislocated civilian operations and non-combatant evacuation operations. ATP 3-57.20/MCRP 3-33.1 Charlie provides funding sources and considerations for foreign humanitarian assistance. ATP 3-57.30 provides information on OPORD Annex K, Civil Affairs Operations, that includes the Dislocated Civilian Plan.